Hi, this is Kathleen Donnelly, and I'm speaking with Dr. Scotty Gibbs, president of the North Carolina Veterinary Medical Association. Today, we will be talking about animal ear infections. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Gibbs.
Thank you for having me.
Why are dogs so susceptible to ear infections?
Well, let me first begin by saying that veterinarians frequently refer to ear infections or inflammation of the external ear canal as a condition called otitis externa. Otitis externa is probably the most common type of ear infection we see in dogs, and is a term used to describe clinical symptoms and is not a disease entity in itself. This is normally a secondary symptom of another underlying disease process, such as environmental or food allergies, ear mites, or foreign bodies. Let me also add that excessive moisture associated with bathing or swimming can foster the growth of microorganisms in the ear canal. Overzealous cleansing with abrasive or improper ear cleansing solutions may also lead to ear infections. Otitis can affect dogs and cats of any age and breed, but long-eared dogs, such as spaniels and retrievers, and dogs with hairy ear canals, such as terriers and poodles, are more susceptible.
What are some common signs that your pet has an ear infection?
The most common symptoms of ear infections are pain, head shaking, scratching of the external ear flaps, and bad odor. Your veterinarian will be able to determine redness or swelling of the ear canal and if there is any evidence of obstruction of the ear canal. Signs such as head tilt, decreased appetite, and incoordination can be seen in patients in which an external ear canal infection has spread to the innermost portions of the ear. If any of these symptoms are noted, it is important that you have your pet evaluated by your veterinarian.
What can a veterinarian do to clear the infection?
For the successful treatment of ear infections, it is important to first identify the underlying cause of the infection. A veterinarian will possibly perform a series of diagnostic tests to help determine the underlying cause of the infection. These tests are sometimes as simple as performing scrapings of the ears to check for parasitic infections, or may sometimes include more involved tests such as skin biopsies in the case of chronic recurrent infections. However, the most important tool for diagnosing ear infections is a microscopic examination of the ear discharge. Once a diagnosis is established, your veterinarian will thoroughly cleanse the ear to remove any accumulation of debris and prescribe medications to resolve the infection and hopefully prevent its recurrence.
How long will the infection last after the treatment?
If the proper steps are taken to thoroughly diagnose why the ear infection has occurred and a proper course of therapy prescribed, the ear infection should not recur. Recurrent or hard-to-resolve ear infections warrant continued consultation with your veterinarian, which may recommend further testing to help identify factors which may be contributing to recurrence of the infection.
Great. Thank you, Dr. Gibb.
For more information, please visit www.ncvma.org.